podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Now, you know, I don't do change very well.
Yeah.
But I push on. And in an age of technology, I would say that I've always been quite established with knowing how to set things up.
You know, yeah, you know things.
Like, you know, because, I mean, in the 90s, I used to be able to hack into computers. I played Minesweeper a lot.
Yeah.
For fun.
Yeah. Bit of coding.
Yeah, that kind of bizzo. Yeah. And, you know, it just kind of went up from there.
Certain proclivities.
I know what defragging a computer does.
Yeah,
you know,
just
all
wired
of that.
Like that, aren't you?
Yeah. Solitaire.
Yeah.
Choosing my own decks.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so I've always kind of felt comfortable around it.
Mm.
And so whenever there's something new in the house, it's always like, hey, Log, can you set this up?
Sure.
Whether it's a vacuum or a new TV or a new phone or whatever it might be.
Yeah, so it's funny because we talk about you three sisters, and so there's the hot one, there's the sporty one, and then there's the funny one, which is you, but you're also the tech guy.
Thanks. And my brother that never gets mentioned. Anyway, so
he's also hot, sporty, and very funny.
Very much so. So you know that I decided to get a new phone.
Yeah, and then didn't use it for 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks or so, because I didn't want to chat. It was a lot. Anyway, so I'm using my iPhone 17 Pro Max. Now,
yeah, great.
Because I need a big screen. Because remember, I only got one TV in the house.
Got a little trolley to carry it around with.
Yeah,
you as well.
No, I'm into it. And so I also have a Mazda CX-5.
Yeah.
And so with that.
Paid presentation is this?
I wish it was.
Apple
I wish.
And Mazda?
When I got my car, I didn't know all the features it came with, like Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
And you are a big Apple CarPlay guy.
CarPlay guy. It just makes life easier.
Right? So I was like, oh, so it's not as if you can Bluetooth, like you Bluetooth your phone and you can't get Apple CarPlay that way. No, you've got to plug it into the USB that's in the console.
With that era of car, yes.
Yeah, right? So anyway, I've been doing that. And that's fine. And then I got my new phone and it came, of course, with a new cord because then I had to upgrade all my cords. You know how that works?
Yeah, because they've gone from lightning to USB-C.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I bought myself a new cord and it flashes and so I don't really
flashes,
like it. Yeah.
Come on, fancy
pants.
You don't
need
that.
I thought it might
that?
Be
Where'd
fancy.
You get the reject
it's blue
shop?
And it looks like the police are pulling me over every single time. So
why?
I had to,
Where?
I got it
how?
From Kmart.
God.
Anyway, I thought it was cool, but it's not.
Mine's rose gold.
Beautiful. Anyway, Apple CarPlay worked,
yeah.
And now it just doesn't.
What?
Apple CarPlay doesn't work with the iPhone 17, and I've Googled it, and I've gone to the front page of the internet, read it, and they're like, oh, yeah, they'll tell you, you have to get a proper cord. You can't have one of those
third-party
Anko
one.
Cords or whatever it is. No, you've got to have a proper cord. And they say, that's all BS. Some cars, the old cars with Apple Play, they don't talk to the new iPhone. I'm like, technology is supposed to make life easier.
This is off the back of you needing to upgrade your phone because you did a software update and it knocked out your speakers.
Yes. So now what do I do? Because Apple CarPlay doesn't work in my car anymore, which
Have
means that I can't
it?
Get maps.
Have you tried it with a proper cord?
No, because
cord?
I've only got USB to USB-C to USB-C and my car's got USB-A. So now I have to go and get a
another little converter. Now, that little converter that goes from USB-C to USB-A is not official, if that's not official. Throw it in the ocean.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Health insurance might be handy right now for little Tommy Lewis.
Mm.
As you'll know, I don't know if I've talked about it much. Have I mentioned it on air? That I've taken up Muay Thai.
I told you. Say it properly.
What do you call it?
It's Muay Thai. And that's why I said you go there.
It's very offensive, mate.
And they'll know. If you go out and say, hey, who's here for the Muay Thai, then you'll seem really cool.
Last night was my fifth class. And, you know, it's been going well. I'm not really a fighter. So I'm learning.
You don't have that dog in you, do you?
Well,
I think you do.
I do.
I've seen you put your chin out before.
But I don't. Obviously, you don't go too hard because you're just doing drills.
Mm.
And you partner up when you get there and you do drills. And, you know, it's like, hey, kick the bag and you know, combinations of punches. And you, one person punches and the other person. And so last night it was all about grappling, which was fun. sweaty. What's that? And gross, but fun.
What's grappling?
So it's like when, like in Muay Thai, you can grab the people and like, so they
kiss
can,
them.
Well, a little bit. It's a little bit like that, but you don't want to think about it, right? So, because then you might do it. So you grab them by the back of the head, and you know what they do is they'll like knee them in the body while they're holding them close, or they'll like knee them, bring their head down and knee them in the face. That type of.
It's very Greco-Roman, isn't it?
It is. Everyone's wearing
sweaty.
Shirts.
Every, sweaty?
Yeah, very sweaty,
very
right?
Sweaty, yeah.
And so
love touching skin.
Last two classes, my mate who introduced me to it hasn't been there, so I've had spa with other people.
Mm.
And I did say it last week, didn't I? Because I got rocked by a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
you did.
Whipped my head back with a couple of little punches to the face.
Mm. And then you were waiting in the car park and his dad came and picked you up.
I wasn't waiting in the car park for
him.
No, he and I left together and I went and got in my shitbox car and he went and got in his dad's car and who drove him home because he's 16 years old, right? So that was a little bit of sort of humble pie for me last week, but this week it has gone sideways, and by sideways I mean my knee. So the grappling was fine, doing learning and how to do it, and our trainer, our coach, he's really good and will teach you the proper technique and then walks around and makes sure you're doing the right thing as you do the drills with people, right?
Yeah.
But then it got to like 20 minutes left of the lesson. He's like, okay, now sparring, right? So just sparring. It's just like little fighting.
Yeah.
A little gently, you know, don't go too hard. And I did say to this new guy that I hadn't sort of worked with before, said, hey, look, I haven't done a lot of sparring.
Okay.
It's probably my weakest point. I'm not very good at it.
So that turned him on.
Well, no, but so he was lovely the whole way through. We had a great chat the whole time. Some people are chattier than others, as you would imagine, when you're sort of punching each other's faces off.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, yeah, so he was lovely the whole way through, and he actually had a bit of a neck issue, so I was, like, being really careful with his neck because I didn't want to hurt him.
Mm.
And then, so, yeah, got to the sparring bit, and then we're sort of talking it through, and he's showing me some stuff, whatever. And because we've been learning about grappling, I went in for a grapple, and he just went bang and, like, just slammed me into the ground. And I went, ah, as I went down, like, the whole gym heard me. And so what's happened is he's put his leg behind my leg and then gone to push me over.
Oh, no.
Which is a standard move.
Is it?
Yeah, but my...
When you want to snap someone's leg?
Well... he didn't want us. It was just unfortunate, right? And I fell and my leg didn't. And so it does
appear. Your leg got hooked on his basically and you fell.
Yeah, so it does appear that I may have torn my MCL because whenever I put weight on my knee now, it wants to fold inwards towards the other knee, just sort of like an accordion. Afterwards I went straight to, because it's in North Geelong there, I went straight to Bowen Health North. And can I say, amazing service.
Oh,
like,
bless.
What a facility. I roll in there, didn't end up having to go to hospital because I checked in there. They gave me some pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was there for maybe 2 hours, but they put me in, they got x-rays. And then a nurse saw me. They did like a test. I have to wait and let the swelling go down.
Yeah, you've got like a big old knee thing.
I've got a big old knee.
Yeah.
And I'm on crutches now. That's my new thing. I'm a crutch guy.
Yeah.
But they gave me the crutches as well. They had them there. They opened out a fresh packet. Like it was.
Bless.
It was so good. And so.
Are
just
you still like, high? Because you sound like you are. You're on some pain meds?
I did have. It's just Nurofen and Panadol.
Ah, what?
That's all I got. That's not what I got. I got it.
Come on, mate.
Anyway, so they
when the opportunity arises.
I just was, as I was driving home. Yeah, I can still drive.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, what? Like, how lucky to be in Australia where I can do something by choice, destroy my knee, and then just drive somewhere like a block away or two blocks away and get free medical services, X-rays, the whole. Like, it's just very lucky.
Oh, we're very lucky.
Yeah,
we're very
lucky. I mean, petrol's expensive, but the you know.
But knees are being solved, fixed.
Yeah, anyway, so, yeah, I'm going to be on crutches until at least early next week when I will go to a physio and get reassessed once the swelling's gone down.
I'm so proud of you for being here because, yeah, it was late last night that you were out and about. So, oh, my God.
Thanks. And the guy, bless him, it was just an accident and he texted me, like, got my phone number. He's like, I want to check in on you. I'm so sorry. It was just an instinct thing. It's like, fine. It's fine. And I just feel dumb because I put myself in that situation. And the lesson here, above everything else is don't try. Don't do things.
Don't street fight.
Don't do if you put yourself out there and do things, it might go bad. So stay inside.
Don't do Fight Club.
On your own. Don't do Fight Club.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Bit of a scandal on maths, as there normally is. And this time it's retreat season. So this is where all the couples go on a holiday together.
Yeah.
Beautiful, right? They're in the country. They're having a good time. And, you know, some fights have ensued because we spoke to Danny yesterday, who is a husband of Beck. Mm. Now, Danny was involved sort of on the side of Beck making a comment to Rachel and Stephen and the group, basically. Mm. We just call it FB because we've got to be very careful
kids
about what we say at this time in the morning.
Yeah.
So Beck said that Rach got FB'd.
Yep.
Rach was very upset about that and left, okay? And then she didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want to have a bar of Beck at all.
Yep.
Last night's episode, Rach and Stephen left the property. They went and had their own fun. And then they came back and Beck wanted to talk about what happened again. So this piece of audio, it's Beck starting, trying to apologise again to Rach, but Rach not having it.
I said one word.
Missing the whole...
It doesn't matter. Do you think that I did this purposely to hurt you?
No, I've never said that once.
Then why is it such a big deal?
Because
why?
Beck,
why?
You're not understanding.
That's it. No. Mic drop. See you later.
Love a mic drop.
Love a mic drop, but it was dropped on Rach, and we love Rach, so we've got it here right now. Morning, Rach.
Sorry, Rach.
Good morning. How are you both?
Oh, we're all right.
Good. Have you been watching the show as it's been happening?
Yeah, okay. It's been a really fun week.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, so I just want to ask you, all of this has been huge and you were obviously very upset about it. But after watching it back, do your feelings remain the same or do you think maybe you sort of were really deep in your feelings?
I actually just feel like I'm very misunderstood if I'm being really honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that and in what regard?
Yeah, so the commentary around, she was overreacting, she's dragging it. Well, I was actually just really frustrated because every time we would have a conversation, I was trying to express how I was feeling and was getting cut off. So it was falling on deaf ears, essentially. So the conversations, it was exhausting. So what you're seeing is a woman truly frustrated because I'm the one that actually was the punchline of the joke in quite a vulgar way, yet I'm not able to express how I'm feeling because it's not about me, it's about you, and you're yourself a victim about a word, and it wasn't about that.
Mm.
So it's a really hard one to watch back, yeah.
So if you felt like you were being heard and you were able to sort of say a piece and actually really genuinely being heard and understood, then you probably would have been able to let it go and move on.
100%.
Yeah.
If the conversation and was the understanding of you're absolutely right, I shouldn't have said that. Intent versus impact, right?
Yeah.
So your intent is no longer valid if the impact is negative. So, I mean, me personally, if I say something that upsets someone, even if I didn't intend it to, the impact is what I need to focus on and that's what I need to be showing up for and taking accountability for.
One of the other things that was confusing, I think, a lot of the watchers and a lot of the commentary online was that the night before, Danny and Beck came and grabbed you from Girls' Night and Stephen and said that they wanted to try and squash it, right? You poor thing, you were sitting there and your face, I was just I could feel that so much because you were just dissociating, just whatever, guys, you've ruined my night. And so, I feel you there. But then there was an instance where Stephen said he had a conversation with Beck to try and resolve it and he hadn't told you and that really upset you. And then you said that it was a form of betrayal, basically, that Stephen had done to you.
Mm.
When you watched that back, did you feel the same way? Because I was a bit confused by that.
Look, I stand on business with that because that was actually the second time we'd had a conversation about that. It was actually an aha moment for Beck at Girls Night, which unfortunately wasn't shown, where I actually said to Beck, look, my husband's not really happy about this either. And she was like, well, actually, your husband's fine with it. We've spoken, like, all good. So the reason why I got pulled by Beck and Danny was to kind of squash this whole he said, she said. And what I found out, the he said that she said was actually correct. And I'm an island all by myself. In that moment, I just felt like I'm just standing here by myself and my husband is saying, you're the problem. Sort it out. When I was like, I'm actually out here thinking that the intimacy has meant something to both of us. The relationship's important to both of us. I'm defending both of us, yet apparently I'm actually just defending myself.
Yeah, I could see that the emotions were running high. And I mean, of course, when you're, you know, out there in the country as well, and there's nothing else to do but look into each other's faces, I mean, it can kick off. Tom's favourite part of the show last night was when, you know, you went to bed and it was like, okay, Rach is safe.
Yeah.
She's gone and she's away from all of this.
Yeah, and then the Barney broke out.
Yeah. Could you hear it from the cabin? Because the girls were absolutely going wild at each other.
It's so funny. It's not funny, but it kind of was like a nice relief. I had the conversation with Beck. The result was we weren't friends. I went to bed. I might fall like showered in my jammies in bed. And I know Stephen actually made an attempt to go back down to check in on Danny because his friendship with Danny was really important. And when he came to bed, he was like, you will not believe just what happened. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
How? We left.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm gone.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
But this is why we love maths, because it can kick off anywhere, anytime, and I'm sure it will again tonight at the dinner party. Rach, thank you so much for joining us. You're doing fabulously on the show, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
Joined by Cameron Ling. He's new to radio, so we'll cut him some slack. It's all thanks to GMHBA, caring for Geelong since 1934. Switch your health insurance today at gmhba.com.au.
Well, it's funny you say that I'm new to radio. As you're learning the ropes of the media world, there's certain things you can do, certain things you can't do, certain things you should do, certain things you shouldn't do.
Is this about Dan Does Footy?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've seen the discourse, but I have no idea what's going on. So break it down for me.
Okay, just a real quick summary again, and I want to get your take on it. You two have worked in media a long time. So Carlton had a bad loss Thursday night. Sam Doherty, who is a former captain, now retired Carlton player, a beloved. So he's the one who came back, fought back from cancer diagnosis, I think on two occasions. Just somebody who's highly, highly respected. Retired, is friends with Dan Gorringe, who runs Dan Does Footy. Mm-hmm. It's one of those, I suppose, new media type ones, you know, trying to be a bit of a disruptor.
He's also from reality TV, Big Brother, but also played for the Suns for five seasons.
Suns and maybe a couple of games for Carlton, a handful of games total AFL, but is making his name really well in this in the footy media world. So Sam Doherty has sent him a voice memo. So Dan's, I think, asked, what did you think of the Blues? Sam Doherty sent him a voice memo. Now, according to Sam, it was just purely to give him his vibe of what he thought. He didn't think it was going to be played on air.
Oh, as an on-the-record type quote.
Correct. Or it was going to be commented on verbatim. And in it, it was an expletive-laden rant where Sam's like, oh, the same old this and that. Plenty of words. He went to town. What he said really wasn't that inaccurate with the way Carlton had played that night, but it just didn't sound good. Did not sound good.
Well, it's like you ripping the Cats.
Yeah, and Sam's a really loved character at Carlton, just really piling on, it sounded like. Yeah. So Sam came across bad. Well, since then, Dan's been very unapologetic in saying, well, no, I'm just going to play it. I'm just going to, even though he's one of my mates and he didn't want it, I'm just going to play it. A couple of the more traditional media people have said, no, that is just not on. You can never, ever do that.
Yeah.
Well, he's fired back. He's called Matthew Lloyd a rat and called Jared Waitley, I couldn't care less, he's an old has-been. Just really fired back at some of these other people. It's turned a bit nasty, and the fallout has been that Sam Doherty is the one copying it. So he's been removed from a function this week at the Carlton-Richmond game.
That's ridiculous.
He's not going to be involved in the Peter Mack game in a couple of weeks between Carlton and Collingwood now, and clearly it's an important game for him. Just because Carlton have had to say, hey, we can't have these comments associated.
Yeah.
So it's got real messy.
That sucks. That really sucks that he's taken away from that round in particular.
Correct.
If we can accept Zach Merritt back, like that was like, I really want to leave Essendon. I'm leaving. And then everyone was like, nah, you're staying. Yeah. And we're all like, good on you, Zach. Welcome back into the fold.
Yeah.
Come on.
Should, my question from you two, if you got a voice memo or something like that, but you knew it wasn't for on air.
Absolutely not. No. Never. You cannot. I mean, this show, for 3 years, we all worked together every single day, basically, not Fridays, obviously.
And not six
some
or
of the things said off air.
Oh, my God.
Will forever remain off air.
Oh, well, I've got them recorded so that I can take it to a judge when, you know, I leave this show and
well,
get that,
that
money.
May be the case.
That payout. Because when you put it in written form, yes. God, it looks bad.
Out of context, absolutely.
When you read it out loud.
Well played by you.
No, but true. Like, we have that trust within us. Mm. And to be honest, if you sent me a voicemail, Lingy, if I asked you something to say about the Cats' performance and you sent back something scathing, I would say to you, mate, don't be sending these in a voicemail.
Not recorded, yeah.
Like, be smarter than that.
Yeah, but yeah, you wouldn't put it on air because it's an off-the-record conversation. So that's the real, you know, tug-of-war going on at the moment. Dan saying, nah, this is the new way things are done. We just put it out there, honesty or truth. Others saying, well, hang on, no, some things are off the record, some things are on the record. Mm. Anyway, complete mess. Before we get to another break, the Cats obviously playing this Saturday against Freo, a bad loss last week against the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah.
Hopefully a couple of good ins, though. Hopefully the skipper...
Okay,
maybe,
great.
And yes. Jeremy Cameron's the other one who is handy. Just bubbling away. So that would be a couple of good ins.
Will Bailey Smith get a lift down there to and from the game? Because he was up on the Goldie and he had to get a lift home with a family because...
Or to the game? Got a lift to the game?
From the game.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because apparently he was waiting for an Uber after the game and it didn't come and this family were like, hey, jump in.
See, I'm completely confused by this because... It's not the old, you used to get the bus up from Geelong to the MCG.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. You make your own way.
But you make your own way.
No, to Melbourne games. But interstate, interstate's still the team bus from the hotel.
That's what I need. I'm too stressed otherwise.
Yeah.
I need the bus.
So I don't know why Bailey's not ended up on the team bus.
Maybe you want to go out afterwards. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to keep track of the bookings and, like, you know, the times and new schedule and all that. It's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot to manage.
Yeah, so I do not know how he's ended up in the car with his family.
It was actually a pretty funny photo, even though a lot of people would be pissed by it.
The kids of in the car.
In the car. They're all flipping the bird and he's flipping the bird. They're having a fabulous time.
All right, that is our footy update for this Wednesday for GMHBA. Thanks, Lingy.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Lingy, beer. Are you across it? The journey.
Last I left, so last Wednesday when I was in here, it was a choice between either a K-Rock branded beer, some new merchandise, or Loggy's suggestion of the Foam Claw.
Which a lot of people have been getting behind.
Yeah.
If you're in the Foam Claw community, I'd probably suggest jumping on board.
If you're a foamy.
Yeah.
I think they call it.
But shock horror, though. Shock horror that Tommy would get his way in this.
Yeah, he did get his way. He asked Luke from Blackman's Inn and had him in under the guise of, oh, just come in and chat about some beer and stuff, and then said, Luke, you're making us a beer.
Hmm.
He was live on air, didn't feel comfortable enough to say no. So that's how that went.
So it's actually happening.
Well, yeah. So it's like, you know how the US president gets like 4 assassinations per term or something like that? I get a captain's pick. I just get a captain's pick. I think Tony Abbott did the captain's pick thing too. So
he also ate an onion. So I think that we should actually name it. And I thought if Tom gets the rights of saying, this is a beer, I'm doing a beer, then we should all get to name it, right?
Yeah.
So we went around the office and we were like, oh, having a chat, because he said, yeah, definitely. But what I didn't know, Lingy, is that he'd already locked in a name.
Yeah, well, you know, I sort of had canvassed a few people. I'd had a think about it as well, and I just had a good idea. And
well, my idea was Calicious.
Why?
Because it's like the cat. I originally thought with a C, Calicious instead of delicious, but then I thought a K could fit there too.
Well, Tim,
it's K Rock beer.
Tim's suggestion on the drive show last night was beer, but with a G instead of a B. And
yeah.
I don't think he realised that would mean you'd be getting on the gear.
Yeah. But no, he says it's Gia. That's how it's pronounced.
Oh, see?
It's Gia.
I was about to go on a bit of a rant that you know, Tom's leadership style is to just say, pretend that he's giving people a voice and just make his own decisions.
But that's the art of war.
But given the two suggestions that I've heard so far, yeah, fair enough, Tommy taking over.
Look, there were more than that, but fine. I've dealt with it. Mm. I've woosed and I'm sort of like pushing all the feelings down. Fine. You've come up with a name and it better be good.
It's our K-Rock football beer. It's going to be a lager.
Are you going to tell us what it is?
I'm going to sort of tell. I'm going to let this tell you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
In 2026, K-Rock is taking merch to the next level. After great debate, all popular suggestions were overridden by Tom and his epic campaign. Footy. Beer. Footy. Beer. Footy. Beer. Footy. Beer. Footy beer. I love my footy beer. Two amazing things meeting in a very responsible and also delicious fashion. What will it taste like? It'll taste like a cracking Blackman's Brewery lager. What will it look like? TBC. What will we call it? Much like the Bureau of Meteorology's website, we blew our whole budget on consultants and long lunches to land on a name that is historic, appropriate, relevant, and just a little bit sexy.
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for K-Rock and Blackman's amazing new beer, Geelong Lager. Good job, Brains Trust. You've earned yourselves a beer.
Yeah! Geelong is the name of the beer.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, football, Blackmans, two forces combined for a succulent lager, delicious lager called Geelong Lager.
I want it. I feel bad because I want to really get it up for you right now, but I'm feeling a little deflated.
Why?
Because I don't
Do you
know.
Not love Geelong?
No.
Do you not love lager?
Oh.
Come on, mate.
Oh,
the
wow.
two best things in the world, two of the best things in the world, Geelong and lager.
So it's called. So I go up and I say, hey, give me one of those Geelongs.
K-Rock, I'll have a pint of the K-Rock Geelong, please. It rolls off the tongue.
How much?
We say it like 95 times a show.
How much did you spend on consultants and Brains Trust and everything like that?
Well, look, the budget did blow out a little.
Well, I want to see the receipt because I think that the budget went, oh, yeah, I definitely booked that person and they told me all about the beer. No, it didn't. It went on beer, didn't it?
It may have. Oh, we had to do product testing.
Drink sort of responsibly.
R&D,
okay,
you know.
Okay, so once again... Footy. I was scared because I thought it was going to be called footy beer for a second.
That's what I thought.
I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? That's how basic can you get?
So the name is
sexy and also relevant.
The name is
topical
and
also local.
It's called
Geelong.
Great. I'll look forward to the artwork that you've been working on then.
We'll see that tomorrow because Luke from Blackmans is bringing it in.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.